From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The NATO summit in Wales has concluded with new resolve to tackle the threat from the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the U.S. expects a global plan of attack to take shape in the next few weeks.
During this summit, President Obama held one-on-one meetings with leaders of Turkey and Jordan. Both countries will be key to any global strategy on dealing with the Islamic State.
There was unanimity over the last 2 days that ISIL poses a significant threat to NATO members. And there was a recognition that we have to take action.
The specific details of that action are still up in the air, though. Secretary of State John Kerry will visit the region soon. The U.S. wants world leaders to agree on a strategy by the time the United Nations General Assembly meets in New York later this month. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Cardiff, Wales.
An American doctor infected with Ebola is seriously ill but in stable condition at an Omaha hospital. Remember station KIOS in Omaha, Katie Knapp-Schubert has more.
Dr. Rick Sacra arrived at the Nebraska Medical Center early this morning. He's being treated in the hospital's biocontainment unit, the largest in the nation. Sacra tested positive Monday for Ebola while working at a hospital in Liberia. Dr. Mark Rupp of the Nebraska Medical Center says they expect to be treating Sacra for a while.
We would anticipate a course similar to what our colleagues saw at Emory, that we know we're in for a long haul. This might be a 2 or 3 week period of time.
Hospital officials say there's minimal risk to the public and doctors are exploring treatment options. A medication used to treat two other Americans with Ebola is no longer available. For NPR News, I'm Katie Knapp-Schubert in Omaha.
The U.S. economy generated fewer new jobs than economists had been expecting last month, and the previous month's numbers were dialed back slightly. However, the White House notes the economy has still enjoyed 54 straight months of employment gains. Mark Hamrick is Washington Bureau Chief at Bankrate.com and thinks the latest number may just be a bump in the road.
We've known for many years now that this has been a recovery that's occasionally been frustrating. It's often been a two steps forward and one step back kind of affair, and this shouldn't surprise us.
Labor Department reported today 142,000 jobs were added to payrolls in August, fewer than the 200,000 plus economists had been projecting. Chief Financial Officer of the City of Detroit says he does not believe raising taxes is the way to fix the bankrupt city's problems. John Hill continuing to testify at a trial that will determine whether or not the city emerges from the largest public bankruptcy in U.S. history. That trial is expected to last at least 4 weeks. Hill says Detroit residents and property owners are already highly taxed. On Wall Street, an up end of the week, the Dow was up 67 points to 17,137. The Nasdaq gained 20 points to close at 4582. The S&P 500 rose to a new record high, up 10 points to 2007. This is NPR. Apple says it plans to add additional security measures to help users after an incident where some celebrities had nude photos of themselves hacked and then placed on the World Wide Web. Apple CEO Tim Cook telling the Wall Street Journal today Apple will use email and push notifications to let users know when someone tries to restore iCloud data on a new device, change an account password, or attempt to initial logon to an account with a new device. Previously, there were no notifications for restoring iCloud data. The UN's nuclear agency's latest report on Iran's nuclear program suggests progress has stalled after a promising start. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the news comes as U.S. and Iranian negotiators try to make headway towards some kind of agreement.
The confidential report by the International Atomic Energy Agency appeared on an American non-proliferation website. On the positive side of the ledger, it says Iran has completely eliminated its most sensitive fissile material, its stockpile of 20% enriched uranium, and its stockpile of 5% enriched uranium is being reduced. But of five issues Iran agreed to resolve by August 25th, only three have been resolved, and another deadline for proposing new areas for resolution has been missed. The IAEA report comes as U.S. and Iranian negotiators meet in Geneva, trying to lay the groundwork for the next full round of nuclear talks, slated for later this month in New York. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Motorola has introduced a new smartwatch it says it hopes will win over customers used to more traditional-looking timepieces. Motorola's vice president of product management said today the circular watch is designed to appeal to people who, quote, don't want to wear a shrunken-down smartphone on their wrist. The Moto 360 smartwatch has an all-metal frame and uses Google's Android operating system. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.